Employment experts have expressed alarm at the increase in male blue-collar workers who can only get part-time jobs after they've been made redundant from a full-time one. The latest research over the past 2 years shows 4 in every 5 jobs created in traditionally male-dominated sectors have been part-time. David Taylor reports.
Catherine McMillan runs recruitment firm 9to3, specialising in placing part-time roles. She's seeing more stressed-out couples looking for extra work.
All the time. And you know, young families, but often sort of a little bit more mature families as well.
Catherine McMillan says many Australian families are facing increased financial pressure as more blue-collar workers lose their full-time roles.
And it's very difficult for both members in the relationship because it's also, you know, it's very difficult for the person that can't find the work. And equally difficult for the person that now has, you know, added responsibility of bringing in a higher level of remuneration.
That's backed up by the latest private data showing a significant increase in men being forced out of full-time roles and into part-time or casual work. Conrad Liveris is a workforce diversity specialist and the author of Men at Work in 2017. His research shows over the past 5 years, in each month that there have been steep job losses, it's full-time roles which are making up the majority of redundancies. And digging a little deeper, it's those full-time roles popular with men that are disappearing at the fastest rate. He argues Western Australia is taking the brunt of the job losses and the associated financial stress.
Part-time work obviously pays less and it tends to be less stable. So you're in a bit more of a transient role. And when it comes to paying a mortgage or rent or paying school fees, that becomes really difficult.
Mr. Liveris claims the greatest number of job losses are in trades and manufacturing. These men, says Mr. Liveris, are being forced into part-time roles in construction, mining, education, transport and warehousing. The problem is once they land these roles, it becomes extremely difficult to move back into full-time work.
Once we start working part-time, that becomes a trend for the rest of our careers. And to move around, that becomes really difficult.
Part-time recruiter Catherine McMillan says in some cases, men never return to full-time work.
And I know of people who have never returned back to those industries or back to the level that they were working at previously.
Recruiter Catherine McMillan, ending that report by David Taylor.